So, good win, a little pesky LaSalle squad, but you guys were able to come in the fourth quarter, play some with good energy, and put this team away.
Yeah, you know, we had some really good stretches at times. I thought, you know, we had some runs there where we were able to really get out in transition and score and convert off their turnovers, which was, you know, a point of emphasis for us. So, you know, overall, really happy with that. You know, we, you know, sent them to the foul line a lot, which was not something that I would have liked to do. So that will definitely be something we're talking quite a bit about moving into our next game.
I really thought that Cassidy came in and provided some great energy in that third quarter, really got the ball moving in transition and allowed us to get things going, turning those turnovers and putting them into points.
Yeah, she really did a great job attacking there at the start of the third quarter, and I think kind of just throughout the whole third quarter, to be honest, and that was something that was really good for us. And then from there, you know, everybody else sort of got kind of the blueprint of what that looks like, and that helped.
First half struggled a little bit offensive, but Kiana was on fire from three.
Yeah, she was. It was good.
I know you got happy with forcing 29 turnovers out of this LaSalle team.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we did a great job, I think, of at times being very disciplined with our defense. When we did that, you know, we were able to force some turnovers, and then there were other times when we weren't quite as disciplined, which resulted in fouls or layups. And, you know, I think, you know, LaSalle shot 49% from the field, which is not an ideal number for us there. So I would have liked to see us challenge shots a little bit better than we did.
Good to see you come back home after two big wins on the road and put a team away that you, as a leader in the conference, are expected to beat. What have you learned from this team over the last three games?
You know, that we can win different ways. You know, up at Fordham, we had to win a completely different way than we had to at GW. And, you know, today was a little bit of a combo of the two. And, you know, I think that's what is really exciting about what we're doing is that, you know, we're not just, you know, we can do it a couple different ways. And I think that's why we've had so much success. So we obviously got to shore up a few things moving into our next game and continue to get better. But I've been really proud of just how we've continued to get better and better and better.
And Katie Turner has done a great job all season. But again today, seven assists, one turnover, and has really done a great job holding on to the basketball. More importantly, finding the open looks and getting the players in the right position to score for this team.
Yeah, you know, Katie's done just a great job. You know, the ball security has been great and the playmaking has been great. And, you know, she just has shown a lot of growth from year one to year two in that area. And I'm really proud of her.
Well, Coach, congrats on the win. I'll let you get to the team, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday up in St. Joe's.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Davidson head coach Gail Coates, folks, on the postgame show. The Wildcats, an 80-61 victory over the LaSalle Explorers.